It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the Old Testament, we are teaching today on a series on introduction to the Old Testament. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, just as the Old Testament is the New Testament revealed. The Old Testament is the implicit of the New Testament, just as the New Testament is the explicit of the Old Testament. The Old Testament enfolds the New Testament, just as the New Testament unfolds the Old Testament. In this teaching, we will gain a comprehensive walkthrough of the entire Old Testament. The Old Testament contains books of the law, books of wisdom, books of history, books of poetry, all inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament contains both writing prophets and oral prophets, major prophets and minor prophets. This simply means that some books are larger than others, therefore called major prophets, while maintaining that each prophetical book is just as important and inspired as its counterpart. Furthermore, we must always remember that the scriptures are not just history, but his story. And as a result, Jesus Christ is found in every book of the Bible, in every chapter, in every verse. Jesus stated in Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 45, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Moreover, it is important to always remember that both testaments are necessary for accurate doctrinal interpretation. A biblical principle is doctrinally sound as it is substantiated by both testaments and undergirded with co-testament scripture. The books of the Bible are outlined in many different ways in different teachings. For the purpose of this teaching, we are going to simplify it by first stating the major prophets and the minor prophets. The major prophets are Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, which includes his writings called the Book of Lamentations, and the Book of Daniel. These are five major prophets total. Then we have the minor prophets, just as important, but less in content in their writings. This includes Obadiah, Joel, Jonah, Amos, Hosea, Micah, Nahum, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. This includes 12 minor prophets. The Bible also has distinguished writing prophets and oral prophets, with a combination of some prophets doing both writing and having oral prophecies. The writing prophets are outlined as follows: Obadiah, Joel, Jonah, Amos, Hosea, Isaiah, Micah, Nahum, and Zephaniah. These individuals all wrote during the time of the Assyrian Empire from 883 to 609 BC approximately. Jeremiah, Habakkuk, and Daniel, writing prophets also, wrote during the time of the Babylonian captivity, approximately 625 to 539 BCE. Ezekiel, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi wrote during the Persian captivity and the Persian Empire, approximately 539 to 330 BCE. The oral prophets, there are many, but the so-called oral prophets are distinguished by five major oral prophets: Samuel, Nathan, Abijah, Elijah, and Elisha. Samuel, who founded the school of the prophets. Nathan was the advisor to King David. Abijah was the advisor to King Jeroboam. Elijah and Elisha both led a fight against the worship of Baal. The books of the Bible are also outlined according to a section called the Law. These are the first five books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, all written by Moses. The historical books are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Esther, and Nehemiah. And the books of poetry, Song of Solomon, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the book of Psalms, and the book of Job. This is the teaching on Introduction to the Old Testament, Part 1. The book of Genesis, written by Moses, approximately 1445 to 1400 BCE. The key verse in the book of Genesis is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, which states, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." And Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 through 3, which states, "I will make of thee a great nation," speaking of Abraham, the nation of Israel to come, "and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." The book of Genesis speaks on the ruin of mankind. It is the book of beginnings, the book of origins. It speaks of the history of the patriarchs and begins to speak on a people of God being established by faith, and the family established through Abraham, where the Messiah would come. The book of Genesis speaks on creation, Noah's flood, the Tower of Babel, the rise of Abraham, and specifically the 12 patriarchs of Israel. The book of Exodus, written by Moses, approximately 1445 to 1400 BCE. The key verse in the book of Exodus reads, chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." Here in the book of Exodus, the main theme is mankind being redeemed by blood and by a mighty strong hand of God. the departure in Exodus from Egypt, and the establishment of the priesthood, the giving of the law, the Ten Commandments, and the blueprints for the building of the tabernacle. The book of Exodus speaks of Moses 40 years in the palace before serving the Lord, 40 years in the desert in personal preparation for the service of the Lord, and 40 years in the wilderness as the leader of Israel. The book of Leviticus, also written by Moses from 1445 BC to 1405 BC. The key verse in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus 11:44, "For I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy." The book of Leviticus speaks to mankind now in worship of the Lord, a detailed walk, how to worship the Lord, and service to the Lord. The book of Leviticus teaches holiness, religious laws, civil laws. It teaches how to separate ourselves from that which is clean and that which is unclean under the law of Moses. The book of Numbers, written by Moses, also from 1445 to 1405 BC. The key verse in the book of Numbers is Numbers chapter 36, verse 13. "These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho." The book of Numbers speaks to numbering the children of Israel, gathering a census of each individual by tribe in the wilderness, organizing them and preparing them for the promised land, also purging them through their rebellions and failures in the wilderness. The book of Numbers also speaks on severe judgments on the individuals that rebelled and other events in the wanderings in the wilderness. The book of Deuteronomy, written by Moses, once again, from 1445 to 1405 BC. The key verse in the book of Deuteronomy is Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." The book of Deuteronomy is often called the second law. It's the repeat of the law in covenant form. It reveals the love and faithfulness of God. It also speaks of a requiem on the death of Moses towards the end of the book. It's a review of journeys of the children of Israel, rebellions and judgments, and also speaks to the future blessings which is to come to the children of Israel. The book of Joshua, written by Joshua, approximately 1405 to 1385 BC. The key verse in the book of Joshua is Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. "Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." The book of Joshua speaks to victory. It speaks to conquest over the land of Canaan, where Joshua and the children of Israel fought all the inhabitants of the land and divided the land by inheritance, conquering the individuals who were wicked in God's eyesight, spreading the glory of God throughout the land. It also speaks of the death of Joshua towards the end and a requiem for him. The book of Judges, written and primarily compiled by Samuel. The key verse in the book of Judges is Judges chapter 21, verse number 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The book of Judges speaks not to judicial judges, but these are political, religious, and military judges or leaders over the people of Israel who would deliver them from the oppression of other nations who would bring them into bondage. The book of Judges was written and compiled by Samuel primarily around 1043 BCE. The book of Judges speaks to Israel's time in the land of Canaan, briefly under Joshua, but mostly under the judges. It speaks of tremendous compromise, apostasy, and a great falling away for the children of Israel. The basic outline for the book of Judges is the classic 5S outline, which speaks to the children of Israel falling into sin, as a result, falling into servitude or bondage. Praying and supplication, God sending saviors or those that were deliverers, and then silence for a season. The book of Ruth was written and compiled by Samuel approximately 1030 to 1010 BCE. The key verse in the book of Ruth is Ruth chapter 1, verse number 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God." Here, the book of Ruth speaks of the history of David's great-grandmother. It tremendously speaks of God's guidance, providence of a Gentile named Ruth that trusted in the Lord and was redeemed to be a part of the nation of Israel. This speaks to the Gentiles today, you and I, who are redeemed by the kinsman redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of 1 Samuel, compiled primarily by Samuel, approximately 931 to 722 BC. The key verse in the book of 1 Samuel is 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 7 through 9. And the Lord said unto Samuel, "Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, according to all the works which they have done since the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them." Here in 1 Samuel, we have a history of Samuel and the rise of David, which was God's man, the fall and failures under King Saul, which was Satan's man. David's life and King Saul were contrasted as a man who loved the Lord and another man who did not. And the children of Israel who chose King Saul over David in the beginning and were oppressed throughout that particular book. The book of 2 Samuel, compiled mainly by Samuel, also written approximately 931 to 722 BC. The key verse in the book of 2 Samuel is 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12, which states, "And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake." And 2 Samuel 11, 27, which states, "And when the mourning was past," or the sorrowing was past, "David sent and fetched her to his house," speaking of Bathsheba mourning over the loss of her husband, which David had given a note to have him sent to the forefront of the battle to be killed in order to get Bathsheba. It further states, "And she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." Here in the book of 2 Samuel, we have a tale of two different halves of the book. History of wars and battles and the successful reign over Israel by David, outlined in chapters 1 through 11. But also speaks of the history now of family troubles, revolutions, a coup, uprisings from chapters 12 through 24. David's triumphs in chapters 1 through 11 were David living a godly life. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba and killed her husband Uriah the Hittite, from chapter 12 on to the end of the book, David's life began to be in turmoil. The book of 1 Kings, compiled primarily by Isaiah, and the key verse of the book of 1 Kings is 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 4 through 5, which states, "And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of thy heart, and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, Thou shalt not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel." And of course, 1 Kings 11, verse 4, which states, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." The book of 1 Kings speaks to the history of the kings from the time of Solomon, where the kingdom was united in chapters 1 through 11, and then divided from chapters 12 through 22. Here in the book of 1 Kings, once again, we have a tale of two different halves. The first half of the book is King Solomon reigning with wisdom and righteousness in chapters 1 through 11. In chapters 12 through 22, the uprisings, the turmoil, and Solomon's life began to self-destruct as he multiplied wives, and those wives turned his heart away from the Lord. The book of 2 Kings, compiled primarily by Isaiah, and the key verse of the book of 2 Kings is 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 through 14, which states, "Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, Turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God." Here in 2 Kings, We have a history of the kings from the time of Elisha, and it points to the inability of man to rule himself without God. 2 Kings also outlines the rise and fall of good kings and evil kings, and speaks of the two captivities, the children of Israel in the north falling under the Assyrian Empire in chapter 17, and the southern kingdom of Judah falling under the Babylonian Empire in chapter 24. This is the teaching on Introduction to the Old Testament, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to bow your head, close your eyes, and pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.